Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Good morning, Lone Depot Park. Happy opening day. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you live from the Marlins press box. Thanks to the Marlins for having us out here. 2 years straight, Leroy. It's becoming a tradition.
Two years straight.
It's a tradition now.
Wait, you've guys never done this before? last year?
No.
Wow.
So I've experienced these 2 years with you. How wonderful.
And
show off.
And
did you just take credit for the tradition?
On time.
I know. Well,
I was a little upset.
I've been here.
I mean, they made you get here at 8:30. You know, like I think that was a JFIG proof plan.
They said after 8:30. So what did I do? I went to go get breakfast and I sat in my car and I ate it.
Where did you get breakfast?
Dunkin' Donuts.
And guess what?
What?
We didn't want anything. I had to eat ice cream.
You poor thing.
Marcos,
I don't like ice cream.
Marcos, already.
You guys know I don't like ice cream.
You're always eating anyway.
I gotta tell you something. I think if you eat ice cream at 10 a.m., you can no longer say that I don't like ice cream.
I needed it. I had to take medication. You gotta have something on your stomach.
Yeah,
is that all that was available?
You're a grown-up. Right. You know you have to take this medication. And we've done plenty of these broadcasts. Have they ever fed us? We had to steal Panthers food 1 year.
We didn't steal.
No, we didn't steal it. We didn't.
No, you stole it, dude.
Hey.
You don't say nothing.
You stole it.
She acted like she needed a police escort.
Look,
in there.
What do you mean?
Can you come with me?
Let me tell you something.
I don't want to go alone.
We're not supposed to eat the same food as Matthew Tkachuk. We definitely
Why not?
Because they never feed the media like that.
What?
When do we ever get fed like that? Other than in Vegas.
Did they kick us out?
They had sea bass. It was delicious.
Chilean sea bass, Marcos.
Pressed fruit juice.
You stole that, dude.
You stole that.
Because guess what? They never kicked us out. So
they never kicked us out.
They saw us.
They didn't know. There was no security.
Well,
do we look like
all,
players?
You think they all looked at me and said, hey, we got rid of the black guy we had.
Hold on. What? What, I mean, Duclair?
He's back.
No, I don't think that's how they thought of it. And second of all, I saw what the media spread was downstairs. I know.
Oh, there was a different spread?
Yes!
Yeah, but that was like, you know, news crew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we weren't
We were not even in the same area as them.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
We ate so good.
That's why they hid the food up there.
I can't wait to go back to. Huh? Wow.
That's why they hid the food up there. Because like, oh, these.
It was not hidden.
Are
totally
you guys
hidden,
kidding
dude.
Me?
We found it.
Marcos,
so
this
is
totally hidden.
You guys accidentally found it.
No, we didn't.
We asked.
Where was it?
We asked where the food was.
We asked, and they pointed us in the direction, and we
and
went.
It was down the long hallway with the garçon, who's like, Mr. Kachuk, would you like no more Chilean sea bass?
Oh, I'm telling you, they were cooking it up. Oh,
when I go in there and I see Ryan Lomberg hosing down some food, I'm like, we're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Did you stop?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
Of course not. But getting back to my point is, you know that we rarely get good food, and so you putting yourself in a position to eat out of the ice cream machine at 9:30 in the morning, that's on you.
Can I just say this? I get real uncomfortable when I have to travel somewhere that I'm unfamiliar with, because I don't know what the traffic's going to be like.
So basically, what you're saying is you don't want to eat.
No,
because you don't want to.
I left my house at 8 o'clock, and on the way there, I was thinking, should I stop and get something? I'm like, no, you don't want to hit traffic. So I got here real early.
There's a GPS you can use.
GPS takes you where you need to go.
Yeah, but it tells you if there's traffic or not.
All it says is red, yellow, blue.
Yeah, but
what do they mean?
Red is bad.
I know, but it's rush hour traffic.
Yeah, but there's also spring break, which is great.
No spring break. He already had it.
Well, Miami-Dade has it now.
So Miami-Dade has it the same time as Fort Lauderdale.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Anyway, thank you to the Marlins for having us out today. It is opening day. They are starting a 4-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
You guys thought trucks don't travel. We know trucks.
It's in your backpack.
Huh? Actually, when he started playing with his toy, it landed in the field.
Wait, I asked Steph earlier, where's Tobin? I said, look, he might be running to first base.
I want to kind of just peruse here, just get like lost in the batting cage. Be like, hey, what's up, Jazz?
If they put us both at home plate right now, who do you think would be the first to hit a home run?
Probably you.
A home run?
A home run?
Yeah. That's pretty rough, dude.
But I would say this.
But I don't think...
If I actually swung that hard, we go right here to, like...
That's what I was about to say. I was like, you only got a few swings.
I only got, like,
I'll
five
get more swings. Attempts.
Right. Right.
I'm not gonna be, like, feeling it.
Oh, look.
Like you are. Unless I stub my toe on the bag.
I didn't know Tyler had a restaurant here.
What'd you say?
I didn't know Tyler had a restaurant here.
What are you talking about?
You know what? Minus one. For sass.
Oh, that's not nice.
Minus not one. Nice at all.
One of the sponsors out there, Marcos, is Mr. Glass.
Wow.
Doors this is and a windows. Restaurant.
Oh, no, that's a.
No, that's
yeah.
just a.
For
yeah,
sass.
Okay, we got it. Yeah.
I don't know if you can
zoom
see
in.
That far, Marcos.
No, you cannot zoom in. Sorry.
But you can't zoom in?
No.
You can't make it just the big one so everybody can see?
Oh, you're not going to see it, though.
Oh, I see it perfectly. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I do it on my phone, I can zoom in on my phone. Maybe that'll work. But anyway.
Hey, so Draymond did Draymond things.
It's a nice view.
And Steph cried.
Yep.
You know, there should have been a notice when Draymond Green was trying to be.
He kept saying the same thing. That is annoying. So he went out of his way to be annoying. And then, by the way, I'm going to just tell y'all, I can read his lips. And them lips would say something that warranted him getting ejected.
He just wouldn't let it go.
He just stood over the guy and says, and just kept saying the same thing. Like, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
He's a child.
He kept saying it, so he got teed up, right? Then he kept going.
I think it's second night of a back-to-back. Draymond's getting up there, and he goes, I don't feel like it tonight. You know?
Yeah, but of all the people in the NBA, you can't not feel it like that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, like, they gave him
he made Steph cry!
Well, I think Steph Curry just covered it. I think Steph covered his face to just say, mother bleeper. I think that's what Steph was saying.
Again, Draymond!
It's like, please, can you just... But the Warriors did win.
Which is a side note, but I would say this.
So no one's going to mention Klay Thompson. Okay. No, that's fine.
It's going to get to the point.
He had 15 points. He played a completely fine game, Marcos.
32 minutes, 15 points?
I don't understand. Do you think Klay Thompson has averaged 35 for his career?
No, but apparently he's the third best shooting guard of all time.
Who said that?
Bleacher Report, dude.
Who?
During his return to the league.
Nobody's ever said that.
Every media outlet
nobody's ever said that.
Was proclaiming him the third best, and actually the best two-way guard in the league at one point. Isn't that crazy?
He was one of the probably the best two-way guards in the league before his Achilles and his ACL got torn.
How is that possible?
That dude had a JP and a Chubb.
I'm sorry, what happened?
A Jalen Phillips and a Chubb.
Heard.
Oh, that's what we call him now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. You seem to think they're going to return.
Oh, science is marvelous.
Oh, is it?
Dude, science don't got nothing to do with ligaments.
Mandatory week off.
Yeah, they're just way ahead of schedule. It's all good.
Dude, can I just say this? Besides Alex Smith, everybody is ahead of schedule when it comes to injuries.
No.
Except Alex Smith and Tyler Hero.
Well, they're not ahead of schedule because there is no timetable. But trust me when you say there's no timetable, Mike McDaniel's going, wink. You know what he means.
I love the way you read into what people are actually saying instead of listening to what they're saying.
But yeah, but Marcos, so let me just, I just want to be clear on this.
Yeah.
You think that Klay Thompson having 15 points in 32 minutes, shooting 6 of 13, 3 of 8 from downtown, you think that's an awful game?
I think it's a pedestrian game. I think it's as good as DeLon Wright could do.
Well, he hasn't.
Except for that first game. Where the hell has he been?
I would kill for DeLon Wright to score 15 points for the Miami Heat.
I would just kill for him to have double digits.
We need that so bad. It's an average game, dude. He's a great role player. One of the best role players of all time.
All right.
You can't be top five and
you're
a role
player. You're just lashing out. It's just weird.
It's just, no, what's weird is a day ago, he's a savior. Oh, no, you unleashed Klay Thompson on us. He scores 15 points. A day later, everyone's like, meh.
Well, they won.
Well, you know, it's the Magic.
What?
It's the Magic, dude, you know?
The Magic are better than the Heat right now.
Why are we so bad? When is it time?
I don't know.
I've been waiting for that time, too, Marcos.
When is it time?
Is it tomorrow?
What?
When is time?
Maybe.
Now, even you're saying maybe. So you're with me. You agree with me.
I got to see if Jimmy Butler's done with the BGs.
He's holding a Tobin right now.
So now he agrees with me.
Is tennis still going on? Dude.
It depends if Jimmy Butler has the BGs or not. I guess we'll find out at practice today.
No, you won't.
Why not?
You'll find out on Friday when he plays.
No, but I imagine, suppose.
That's what happened with this past game.
Hey.
You found out at 5 o'clock.
I know. It was a surprise.
What are you doing? Trying to brighten me up a little bit?
No.
I look like a spot. What are we doing?
Are you on mute?
Huh?
No.
On mute.
Well, Leroy's...
Yeah, now.
Are you guys trying to fix
it's
the...
It's still not me.
We're trying to fix that echo.
Oh.
It's still an echo. It's not me.
I think it is you.
So take it. It's not me.
I think it is you.
Look. My tab is muted.
Yeah.
Now you were muted because you were watching videos earlier.
Whoa. It's not me.
If there's ever a technical issue, I'm always going to blame Leroy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. They always blame
apparently, Marcos, what? You got to keep your mic off when you're not talking. That's like apparently what it is.
It's me. All right,
it's
her.
Your fault. Fix it.
It's from your headphones, dumb.
Oh, it's me. I can't just lower the volume of my
mic.
I mean, you could be a professional. I mean, you're a producer.
Oh, like you? Like you? Talk 5 minutes and say, I had to cough, and you forget to turn your mic back on?
Yeah, tell him, Leroy.
Let me ask you something,
dude. You're a professional?
Let me ask you something, dude.
What?
If I wasn't professional, then I would just cough over everybody and not care.
Or we wouldn't have to try to read them little bitty ass lips.
Or you know what you could do? Instead of being the guy who's like a teammate who's like, oh my God, you forgot to unmute again. You could just go, and we could just move on.
No, you figured that out.
No. I did figure it out.
Wait, whoa, you're getting too excited.
I did figure that out. You sit here and you're like, duh.
Wait, one second of the mic not being on.
And by the way, this comes from, no, no, no.
Wait. Okay. Mark this.
Okay.
Because here's what I'm going to do. The next time he starts lips moving and not talking, and I go.
I'll figure it out.
I'm going to go, hey.
I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I do this all the time when you mute yourself before I could mute you.
Well, listen, you're very delayed on the mute sometimes, too. Let's not act like you're quick draw McGraw.
You three people.
Well, I mean, you're usually the quieter one. That's sometimes why I got to get to it quicker.
No, because you're usually the quieter one. So I go to the people who are the loudest first.
And the final time we're invited to opening day.
What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, Tommy's going to be under the tree like Lee Trevino and shaking his head.
Tommy Hutton?
Yeah, Tommy Hutton.
Will you guys stop the quibbling?
Just walking, doing his exercises.
Is the door open? Can I hear
us? Probably.
Nobody's here.
Except for Ralph, the groundskeeper.
Tommy, I'm pretty sure, is here.
Why is his name got to be Ralph?
I don't know. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We are live.
That guy's got a terrible job.
Why?
Look, he's just combed the desert.
He looks fine.
He sounds like he's. It looks like he's having a perfectly great time.
It looks like he's enjoying his
pee. He got his headphones in.
This is like. What do you think is?
Wait, don't they have machines that do that?
No, you gotta have a. They do. See, it's drags right there. But you, for the finer on the outfield, you don't know this. But like for the outer ranks of the infield, you gotta have a manual look, touch.
Look, he's going on it right now.
Yeah, but that's for the inskirts. You know, for the outskirts, you gotta do manually.
Inskirts is not a word.
Okay. Outskirts is. Okay. Outskirts is.
Take a break back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. We are live at Lone Depot Park. Marlins opening day. You got a 4:10 first pitch today. A peach and a pitch.
Marcos is booted and suited and booted for Marlins.
He is. What do you got? What do you got? The Jazz Chisholm jersey on?
Yeah, you know, while I watch from the studio. Jazz Chisholm jersey. Marlin shirt that I bought there last year. Yeah, I tried to be like, oh, let me just get a shirt. It can't be that expensive. $40 for this.
And hey, blended into the wall. It was great.
Right? Wait a minute. How you think I felt about going to Panthers game?
Oh, no. You got there. That was bad. And then you were peer pressured by the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Somebody,
it was bad.
Like three people came up were talking
well,
to me.
You know what? It is great merch, though.
Yes. No.
You know, probably the
I
best
couldn't
merch.
Say, oh, that's too much.
Marcos, you want to know what's fun about today?
What's fun?
First baseball season with the Hard Rock app.
Oh!
You guys say, oh.
Chili peppers.
Yeah. So I'm looking today at some home run odds today, Marcos.
Right,
now, of course, the favorite for the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm Jr., plus 425. All right.
Let me see.
All right. But what about
this chili pepper moment together?
What about Tim Anderson?
Oh yeah, because you know
coming out of the block, +1200 today, Marcos.
Ooh, wants to make a good impression, bounce back season.
Exactly, dude. A little bit, you know, just gets in there. Maybe you're sleeping on him a little bit. You know, he jumps on something.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I like that. That's good value.
So it's Jake Berger.
Jake Berger is +425. Josh Bell's +500. Oh, Jake Berger just became
just moved.
We're moving the lines
just
right
moved.
Now. We're moving the lines right now here on the show.
Well, do we know the batting order?
No, we don't know the. I don't think they. You know, and I feel like they normally give that out the day beforehand. But
he knows.
He's perusing over here. Here, come here.
Hey,
come on in, Leroy.
I mean, Steph, not for nothing. I know. It's radio.
This is like a regular thing. He does this every day.
You can give him a -1 for leaning out of the camera, though, Marcos.
I'm not leaning out of the camera.
I mean, you rules are literally rules, what you dude. Are doing.
-1.
Rules are rules,
go.
My friend.
Now there's two.
Where's my reason?
For leaning out of the camera.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, it's funny. No. Because the next time I tap my headset, it's on. I don't want to hear it.
Avi Garcia's +700. How is it not +7,000? I can't believe this guy's still on the team.
That is amazing.
Payroll
Why
bandit.
Why do you treat him like Chunky 52?
Bro, at what? Aviel Garcia is probably one of the worst signings in team history. That guy stinks.
Really?
Oof.
Mm.
He doesn't play.
No, they're going to play him. They're going to try. You know what? This is what they're going to do. They're gonna roll the dice.
So even
I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna do right now.
Go ahead.
By the way, they traded our boy Birdie yesterday.
I know.
Hurts. But we got some.
That was like our first guy when we went out to Jeter camp.
I know.
Birdie.
Hey, about that. We knew that guy wasn't gonna make the team.
Wait.
5 years later.
Hey. And that's also when the incident occurred.
Are you referring to Curtis Granderson stepping on his glove?
Is that the incident now?
No. Come on. Wait. Marcos.
Yeah.
Somebody been playing baseball their whole life. Has been really good at it, right?
Yeah.
You think it's about that time when you reach down to get a fly ball and you step on your own glove and fall flat on your face? Because now you can't save your face because you just stepped on your brace hand.
You know, it happens.
It was tough. It was tough.
No, it doesn't.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
Dade South says he took the Marlins to win the World Series plus 7,500. Yeah, throw a little five ski on it.
I don't think that's enough, personally.
So, wait. Let's do this strategically. Because you guys see the plus. And there's a reason why it's plus all that money.
But that's how, right? I like it.
I know, but you got to know why. How many home runs has Tim Anderson hit when he was healthy? Like, let's not forget last
year. We're taking away last year?
Taking away last year. Because sometimes, like, I'm one of those guys that believe sometimes guys play banged up. And nobody really knows. You know what I mean?
His career high is 20.
20.
He hasn't hit double-digit home runs since 2021. So. But we're taking a flyer and a bounce back.
But even if he bounces back, it's still a home run every four games.
No, last year.
Yeah.
Huh?
New year.
What if he gets off to a hot start? We should see his splits.
You said his. No, wait. Go back.
Hold on. Let me check one thing.
No, but his. The most he's ever hit is 20 home runs, right? So if he hits the most home runs he hit in his career, that's one every four games.
Okay. But at 287, 16 career homers in April.
Average. His average.
His average. So, you know.
That's even more.
A little hot start.
I put together a parlay. Just two selections. Easy.
Okay.
Tim Anderson, home run, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Marlins winning.
Ooh.
Plus 4,000. Look at that. That's value.
I would say you could pretty much put anybody with a home run, and it's going to pay more than $2,500.
Dade Sass is a bad ballpark for home runs. Yes, it is a pitcher's park. I understand.
Can I just say this? Why do they build these like
this canyon?
This canyons.
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, the listen.
Well, when it was built, you had all the guys who could hit it.
It used to be even further. It used to be back where that wall is.
Yeah, because the swimming pool.
No. They moved them in. It was just ridiculous. Nobody could hit home runs here other than Stanton.
Which, right.
You know? But, you know, Tim Anderson gets into one. All you got to do, you just need one pitch. You just need one pitch.
See, but I think this team is built on contact. They're doing it like they're doing more of the contact thing. So you're not going to have a guy hit 30 home runs that bats 200.
Yeah, no, they got some boppers, though. Like, you got a whole year of Josh Bell. You got a whole year of Jake Berger. Obviously, the big wild card is Jazz. If Jazz can stay healthy, Jazz could be a 30. He could be a 30 home run guy.
He'd be a 30-30 guy.
He said that's a bad year. I mean, listen, this guy's got big goals. Talks a big game. But I like that about him.
Just
except when he's mean to Miggy Rowe.
No, nobody talk up. Huh?
What? I didn't like him being mean to Miguel Rojas. I thought that was.
I don't know. Yeah. I never could figure out what the point was.
I think I know what the point was. Is that, you know?
But I will say this:
they're just a clash of personalities. They didn't like it, and they said, "Jazz."
Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. So Jazz comes in being Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
The older guys, the curmudgeons of baseball,
mm-hmm.
didn't like that because. There's a lot of guys, a lot of older guys in baseball think that young players should be seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
But Jazz is not like that.
I understand.
So the two just clash.
I genuinely don't like policing of personalities. Like, I hate it when Mike Redmond did that to Jose Fernandez.
Right.
But, you know, with Jazz, I think it's a thing where it's like, man, we've been talking a lot of potential, like we have with Tyler Hero. It's like, you get hurt a lot, dude. Like, you really have. Like, I get it. Wait, we all know the talent.
At least, I would say, in Tyler Hero's defense, right, he has gotten a postseason award, so he's played long enough.
Absolutely.
At least 1 year.
Yeah. I just think with the part with the honestly the comment, there was two things I didn't like that Jazz said in that story. One, getting mad at somebody not waking you up from a nap and you miss a meeting is a ridiculous thing to get mad at somebody about.
Oh, I got a nap story.
That's a terrible thing. You guys didn't wake me up from a nap?
So wait, so here, real quick. So I was in college and we were playing Wisconsin. Go figure. And so the way we would do it is like, They don't do it like the pros, where breakfast time is from 6 to 7:30, and you go in when you want. In college, everybody goes in at the same time, so we all go in at like 6:30. Then you go up to your room for like an hour or two, get all your stuff together, and then everybody leaves on the bus, right? So every time I would eat, I would go back and take like a little power nap, right? And I say, "Hey, Bunch, wake me up before, you know, when it's time to go." All right. Every week, he would do the same thing. Every week for 2 years, right? Then finally, he says, "Man, I'm not waking you up more. Why? Just say I'm leaving." Right? All right. So he took and set the room clock for like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to, the bus leaves at like 11:30, right? Or 12:05, something like that. And he goes, "I'm out," slams the door. So I think I'm late. And I'm like, "Oh, my God." He's in the bathroom laughing because he put the clock an hour ahead. He said, "I told you I'm not waking you up no more." So, yeah. Look, I would say this.
It's still a ridiculous thing to get mad about.
It's on you. But it's even more annoying when you're a really young player. Right?
Yeah.
So you're asking like a vet who probably has been.
But he's not even asking. He's just like, they basically saw me napping and nobody woke me up. Oh. Like, well,
because first of all,
it's not like Rojas was on nap duty.
Listen, and the other thing is that depending on your personality, they're going to pray that you stay asleep. Like, let's not forget about that. Right? Like, if you rub a whole bunch of people the wrong way and they say, "Hey, Jazz over there asleep, ain't my problem." And they'll just walk out.
All right. Well, a man who's not going to nap, he always intrigues us. He's got great things to say. We love when Ricky Williams stops by the show. Ricky Williams, he's always got something going on, whether it's cannabis. Now I think he's getting into hallucinogenics.
Psychedelics.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, him and Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, you know. Aaron, you won an MVP.
But it was so cool. It was so cool when Aaron Rodgers did it.
You're so great, Aaron. Right. And Ricky, they're like, "Give us a signing bonus back, and you're a bum."
Times have changed.
Times have changed, J-Fig. We talk to Ricky Williams next. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. Always a thrill when we get to talk to the great Ricky Williams, and he spent some time with us. Ricky, thanks for hopping on again. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So can you explain what Heisman is getting into, this psilocybin space? You're taking people on journeys. Explain this, Ricky. You guys are going into a new avenue here?
It might seem new, but as the world changes, it's not so new. You know, the term that people use, and I like this term, is plant medicine, you know? And so it started with me, and it's a unlikely path. It started with me with cannabis, and everyone knows I got into a whole lot of trouble. But when I got into trouble and I had some time off, I started traveling around the world and studying these things, because I was like, if I'm going to get in trouble for it, I better at least understand what I'm getting in trouble for. It really is just an extension of my path and realizing that it helped me so much that I'm in a position to help other people on a similar path. And it's not for everyone, you know, it's not for everyone. But a lot of us, we feel something deeply missing in our lives, and we can't seem to find it anywhere in the external world, and plant medicine can help us find these things inside.
Yeah, so explain, because for a novice like myself, going on a psychedelic journey, which, like, it sounds very interesting. What, like, how is it different? Like, what have you noticed that you get out of this as opposed to cannabis or with cannabis?
Yeah, the great question. So, you know, you can think of it as intensity, you know? And for me, cannabis is like a daily, vitamin. You know, and what's becoming popular now in psilocybin, what they call is microdosing, which is they're taking the dosage way down and they're turning it more into a daily vitamin. And so the sessions that we'll be offering are different levels. There's the microdose for someone who just wants to take the edge off. You know, and it's like if you've ever been with your partner, you know, you're having like a tense conversation and you're already on edge a little bit. You just get defensive and it doesn't go anywhere. But maybe if you guys have had a glass of wine, you know, your guard comes down a little bit and it's easier to have that conversation. Right? Just turn up the intensity so you can get to more things if you're more at ease and you're not so defensive and you can have a different perspective about different things that have happened in your life or different things that you've experienced because your guard is down and your mind is a little bit more open. And that's where I come in. You know, it's one of the things that I've been studying for 20 years is astrology. And astrology and psychedelics, they have a lot in common. They both, so the word psychedelic, it means soul revealing. Right. And the point of looking at someone's astrology chart is to understand what makes them tick or what's inside of them. And so I'll have someone's chart and, you know, however intense they want to go in the journey, I'll sit with them and I'll help facilitate the conversation. And if someone just wants to sit there quietly the whole time, that's fine, too. So it's really about taking the progressive laws in the state of Oregon, which now allows for legal therapeutic psilocybin sessions. And bringing my expertise together and really creating a space for people to come and feel safe to do this kind of work.
So we've heard, like, and I'm not abreast to a lot of the stuff you're talking to, but I do get where you're coming from. Does this have a same type of, you know, mindset as, say, when Aaron Rodgers said, I went and did ayahuasca? Because it's amazing. Yeah, It's amazing that 15 years ago you said the same damn thing, and now we're looking at him like, oh, he's cool, he's hip, he's this.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, times have changed. Times have changed. And out in the world right now, the big craze is not even cannabis anymore, right? That's kind of in the background, but it's more the general conversation. I think cannabis opened the door to this conversation, but it's more the general conversation about plant medicine. And again, it's not all plants, but it's just a typical term for psychedelics, you know, and realizing that a lot of the Western medical model of pharmaceuticals, it works for some people, but for a lot of people, most people, it just makes them worse. And so it's really... Even cannabis, right? The real drive in this direction has really been a push towards health and wellness. Right. And I think that's what's helped people kind of get rid of the stigma of the substance of abuse side of the story.
Ricky, we're going out to opening day this week. You like Leroy, drafted in baseball. Did you play a little minor league baseball? I don't remember if you ended up going that path or not. But how much did you ever think about the path of not taking baseball? You obviously, both you and Leroy, very good, but talented in multiple sports. Did you ever think about the what if of going the whole way with baseball?
All the time. So, you know, I grew up in San Diego. I was a huge Padres fan, huge Tony Gwynn fan. And I was seven years old, sitting in my room, listening to the Padres on the radio. So I was a baseball guy.
Man.
And I thought that when I was seven, I thought I was going to be a professional baseball player. And so I had that idea until I started playing minor league baseball. And then...
Wait, can I tell you what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. Right?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, please.
You're like, man, this could take forever. Right? It don't matter how good you are. At least I know with football, I'm going to know right away.
Is 100% is going to take forever and playing every day. Okay. And again, for some people, they'd love it. You know, I played with Jimmy Rollins in the minors. So I played four summers in the minors. I played with Jimmy Rollins in the minors. And playing with Jimmy, that's how I knew I wasn't a baseball player. Because when I was in Little League, you know, we only played twice a week. Like, I couldn't wait. I wake up on Saturday morning, you know, first thing in the morning, I have my cleats on, have my glove. Couldn't wait to go to the park. You know, even in high school, played three times a week. I loved it. I got to the minors and you play every day. Man, I got to the point where I would walk into the clubhouse and I look at the start of the lineup and hope I wasn't on the lineup that day. And so I'm the kind of person, I need days off. You know, I do things so intensely is I need days off to recover and then I can give you everything. But this everyday kind of grind, I'm too streaky for it. You know, like I got red hot one summer and then I went 0 for July. And
hey, can I tell you, is it hard like to explain to people that we played in the only 100% sport so that you watch film? If you graded out at 80 to low 90s, your coach was giving you the side eye. Whereas if a baseball or a basketball player was at 35, 40%, they were on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And just the whole attitude of how you went about things. So was it harder to deal with when you went 0 for July because you had played football and football is a perfect sport?
Yeah, it was brutal. I couldn't going back and forth. Again, if I was just in one, I think it, you know, if I was only focused on baseball, I think I would have stayed at that speed. But literally, I would leave spring practice. We finished the semester. I'd drive to Clearwater, Florida. I would do like 3 weeks to get in baseball shape. And then they would send me to whatever season was already in process. And then as soon as the season was over, I go back to Austin. I'd have like a week off and then football training camp started. So I literally was going back and forth, back and forth. It was great because I got to miss, you know, off season training in Austin. Yeah. And, I came back in like great shape for football season.
One of the big things this week, Ricky, they banned the hip drop tackle in the NFL. Trying to make it things safer. What was your reaction? A lot of the defenders obviously pissed online about it because they say, oh, just put the flags on them already. What do you make about them changing the rules again to try and, you know, keep injuries as rare as possible?
That's the play that knocked Tua out, right?
It's similar, he kind of got like dragged and like thrown suplex a couple times.
Yes,
it happened to him a couple times when he got carted off and then against Green Bay when nobody knew that he was concussed till after.
Yeah, I get it. But to me, that falls on the referees to blow the whistle.
Right.
You know, because so much of the game, I understand they're trying to make it safer, but so much of the game is instinctive. And when you get guys not being instinctive because they don't want to get a penalty, then I think you're going to lose something valuable.
But here it is, Ricky. That's basically a horse collar tackle, but you're just tackling somewhere else. So instead of grabbing them by the collar, you're grabbing the shoulder pads. And it's still the same concept. And I don't know why, like, everybody's flipping out on it. You can still tackle from behind. Just don't do us like cattle.
Yeah.
Right? And for them, because guess what? Think about this. The thing I look forward to, because I got hit on every play. So did you. Even that little chip, a little bump, somebody trying to intimidate you on every play.
Yeah.
So guess what? When a pass was being thrown and you were just lollygagging around and running around, I would use that opportunity to get some get back.
Yeah.
That's a penalty. That's the only opportunity I have to hit somebody.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that out, and I get it and I understand it. We can't hit them low. We can't cut block you because, oh, you're not paying attention. Mm. Right? So why wouldn't they try to take any part of the horse collar out? You can tackle somebody from behind without dragging them down like cattle. Stop acting ridiculous like, oh my goodness, no, we can't tackle them. Well, we can't touch y'all, and y'all, they run around. Look, they don't even have to wear pads because they don't have to worry about getting hit.
Yeah. So, some parts of the game I look at and I'm like, man, I'd love to play. But some parts of the game I'd be like, I couldn't do it. You know, I would get flagged a lot. You know, I got, when I played, I got flagged a lot because like you said, those opportunities for get back, You know?
Yeah.
I was looking for him.
people don't realize that, you know what? That's your only opportunity to get some payback, right? Or when there's an interception and you chasing the play and somebody turn around and knock you. Yeah. So if you're going to take that out, right, take it out all the way, and they did that. But to still see people getting hurt the same way and then to say, you know, we family or whatever, like, you can't get hit like that. A defender can't get hit like that, get drug up and have your knees snap because somebody put all their weight on your back. So I don't know what the big deal. You can still tackle. They just whine.
Yeah. I don't know, though. The weapon I had in my back pocket was the cup block.
Yes.
Oh, what? I'm telling you, I get cussed out so many times. What about knees in my back?
Hey, was the worst drill in camp was one-on-one blocking drill?
That's not fair. Yes. Right. I hated that drill.
They never have to worry about getting cut. So they would just bull rush you, and the smallest one was 250.
Yeah.
And your coach yelling at you, fight, fight, fight. I'm like, he's bigger.
Yeah. That's the drill that where you see who's going to stick around in the running back room and who's not going to be around.
Ricky, a couple more before we get you out of here. Mention the Dolphins. You were a part of a Dolphins team that, like, you know, just never kind of lived up to the expectations. Everybody was, you know, you guys had a couple Super Bowl predictions and didn't quite get there. I don't know what you the Dolphins this era right now, they're improving, but they kind of fell flat again. There's still no playoff wins in 24 years. From the outside looking in, what do you think the fans' patience level should be right now with this era of Mike McDaniel and Tua and Tyreek Hill? You think that this can be a team that gets even further over the hump?
You know, here's my theory about it. Okay, because I was on those, like you said, those Dolphin teams, and I think at the end of the season, you know, regardless of what the record is, you know, the big question is, do we still want to keep fighting with each other? You know, do we still want to stay here and keep on going? You know, and I think that's something that you have to like train. So when the one year I was in Baltimore, there was not any doubt in anyone's mind that we were going to the playoffs. You know, we were talking about, like, how are we going to get past the Patriots? Right? We were talking about that week one. And we didn't mean it in the season. We made it in the playoffs. So there's the teams that spite, they'll have a really good year and they'll go far in the playoffs, and there's all these expectations. But it's really a mentality. And I think that the Dolphins are taking steps to get there. And I think this year is gonna be the year. Because to me, it almost felt like they were so happy to have gotten to the playoffs and put up big numbers and perform so well that they didn't have that hunger, that gas in the tank to go to the next level. But once you've been there and you see, okay, we can do this, right? And you start to think, now you're thinking not let's get to the playoffs, but okay, right? How far in the playoffs can we go? I think it requires that shift of mentality. And we'll see in the first 4 weeks if the Dolphins have made that shift.
Isn't it weird that, so this is on basically what you're talking about. Like, if you're going to be a championship contender, you have to learn how to train your body for 20 weeks of football and not just 17. And there's so many teams that train for 17 weeks. Like you said, you were talking about getting past the Patriots in week one. So your preparation during the course of the season was for that, either your game planning, your conditioning, how you go about doing things or whatever. When you're new to it, you balling out for them 17 weeks because you ain't been there. And then the old veteran team that been sitting back come in and you know you better than them, but you just have nothing.
That's real, yeah. And also, when you're only thinking 17 weeks, by the time you get to like 15, you're just thinking, I can't wait. I can't wait to go home. Yeah. I can't wait to go home.
Ricky, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you always for being generous with your time with us, and best of luck with your project with Heisman and the Silo sessions going on. If you guys want to book a session with Ricky, silosesh.com is where you can do it. Anything else you want to let people know about it, Ricky?
Yeah, check out the website. We got a bunch of information. And it's just cool, right? And even if it's not you, but you know someone who's into this kind of stuff, pass it on, because this is the new wave and we're getting started early.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, see you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.